Ladies and gentlemen, on Fridays between 8:30 and 9, because we'll cry if we don't laugh, political humorist and satirist Bill Melberg. Bill, how are you?
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
Hey, this morning from Idaho.
Yes, yes, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Bill had a show last night, went incredibly well. People stand and cheer. They love his live act. It's unbelievable.
Awesome.
Yeah, so great to have you, and again.
Well, I just want to also, by the way, add a belated birthday greetings to Mr. President.
Yeah.
If he's listening.
Yeah, yeah. President Obama turned 50, huh?
Yes, he did, and I guess we ought to welcome him to the half-century club, you might say.
Yep.
Although I'll be joining the sexagenarian club myself next year, which isn't what it sounds like. But in any case, it was the president's birthday yesterday, and I thought we might celebrate the occasion by having some fun. And by the way, I'm a little hoarse this morning.
Yeah, because the show last night.
If I sound a little hoarse, it's because I am a little hoarse.
Yeah.
But I thought we might have some fun playing another round of Presidential Jeopardy.
Yeah.
This time pitting three former presidential candidates once again against each other as they demonstrate their knowledge of political and cultural history.
Ah, yes, former presidential candidates Jeopardy. You're talking about the three losers.
That's right, the three losers, and I'm sure they're ready to play our little game. So, Stevie, if you're ready to host former presidential candidate Jeopardy, I think our contestants are about to enter the studio. This is former presidential candidate Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are today's contestants, a U.S. Senator from Phoenix, Arizona, John McCain, a billionaire business person from Dallas, Texas, Ross Perot, and a former vice president from somewhere in Tennessee, Al Gore. And here is the host of former presidential candidate Jeopardy, Stevie J.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Welcome to former presidential candidate Jeopardy. First, let's meet our contestants. John McCain, I know we've asked you this before, but are you going to be running again?
Only if Sarah Palin asks me to be her running mate, my friend, and I don't think she will.
Well, good luck if she does.
Thank you.
And now let's meet our next contestant, Ross Perot. Mr. Perot, are you still a billionaire?
Yes, I am, Stevie. Despite birthday boy Obama's failed efforts to redistribute my wealth. And I might add, I still own my own corporate jet.
Good to hear it, sir. Finally, let's meet the former vice president of the United States, the man who invented the internet and turned global warming into a household word and a $1 million Nobel Prize, I might add, Al Gore.
Stevie, it's good to be back. And speaking of global warming, I hope everyone's noticed how hot it's been this summer, just like my book predicted.
Of course we've noticed how hot it's been, Al. It's always hot in the summer, you big dog.
Well, gentlemen. It's great having all of you back with us this morning, and I just know this is going to be another exciting game of Jeopardy. As always, in the interest of political correctness, and so as not to embarrass any one of you, we won't be keeping score. So, gentlemen, let's play Jeopardy! Don't forget, you must give your answers in the form of a question, and here are the categories. Famous quotes, famous movie lines, classic television shows, famous TV comedians, sound-alikes, and news, views, sports, and recipes. We'll begin with John McCain. Senator?
Stevie, I'll take famous movie lines for $200, please.
Who said this line in It's a Wonderful Life?
Mr. Potter, in the vast grand scheme of things, I'd say you're nothing but a scurvy little spider. Yep, that's what I'd say.
Senator McCain?
Who was George Bailey, played by Jimmy Stewart?
Correct. And you have the board, Senator.
All right. Thank you, Stevie. Let's see. I'll take news, views, sports, and recipes for $200.
This eloquent, arrogant, educated, and complicated sports announcer shared the broadcast booth for a well-known weekly television program. And we're looking for the name of that program.
Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell speaking of sports, and joining me as always, a faultless Frank Gifford and dandy Don Meredith.
Vice President Al Gore.
Stevie, what was ABC's Monday Night Football?
Correct, Mr. Vice President. Now you have control of the board.
All right.
Let's see. I'll take famous comedians for $400, please, Stevie.
This bug-eyed, tie-grabbing comedian was best known for saying this famous line.
Well, let me tell you, I got no respect. No respect at all. It's been that way my whole life, you know. Oh, yeah, no respect. When I was born, a doctor slapped my mother. And I grew up in a rough neighborhood, you know. Oh, yeah, rough, really rough. I remember our high school physics teacher asked us to prove the law of gravity. We threw him out the window. He didn't get no respect either.
Ross Perot?
Who was Rodney Dangerfield? That guy almost cracked me up. He was world class.
This board is yours, sir, Mr. Perot.
All right, Stevie, I'll take news, views, sports, and recipes for $1,000.
This famous PBS chef was known by what title?
This is Julia Child, and today we'll be savoring coca bean, asparagus from a Gretsch, chocolate mousse, caviar, souffle, and of course lots and lots of wine. Bon appetit!
Stevie, that's an easy one. Who is Julia Child?
No, Miss Perot, she already identified herself as Julia Child, but she was also known by what title? Vice President Al Gore?
Stevie, who was the French chef? Parlez-vous français?
Yes, I do, but not this morning, Mr. Vice President. And you, sir, have the board.
Merci beaucoup, Stevie. And I'll take classic comedians for $200.
This classic comedian hosted The Tonight Show during the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Thank you, Ed. Stevie. And welcome, everybody, to the Tonight Show. Incidentally, the word for tonight is Timbuktu. Timbuktu. Why do you hear this one? That's what follows. Timbuk 1. Whoa! Now that is some wild and wacky stuff.
Former Vice President Al Gore?
Who is Jay Leno?
No, you are not correct, Mr. Ross Perot. Mr. Vice President Ross Perot?
Stevie, who is Johnny Carson? And since I just know I got that one right, I'll take famous movie lines for $800, please.
All right, this film star and politician made these three words famous.
I'll be back. Although maybe not quite as soon as I was planning to come back, as I've recently gone from the governor's house to the dog house, which incidentally put a rather quick end to my new governor action hero cartoon series.
Mr. Perot?
Film star and politician, right? Well, the question just has to be, who was Ronald Reagan?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Perot. Al Gore?
Who was Sonny Bono?
No, not Sonny Bono. Senator McCain.
Thank you, my friend. What a couple of dopes. The question, my friend, is, who is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Correct, and it's your choice, Senator.
Stevie, I'll take sound-alikes for $200, please.
This Massachusetts congressman sounds like the old Warner Brothers cartoon character, Elmer Fudd.
The problem we have with the Republicans in Congress is that they all act like a bunch of crazy wabbits. And wabbits love balanced budgets, low taxes, and deregulation.
All right, former Vice President Al Gore.
Well, that's an easy one because I happen to know that Elmer Fudd sound alike. Stevie, who is Congressman Barney Frank?
You are correct, sir. And Al Gore, John McCain, and Ross Perot, get ready to put on your thinking caps because we'll be back with our final Jeopardy round right after these important messages. Hey, we're back with former presidential candidate Jeopardy. Our contestants are former presidential candidates Al Gore, John McCain, Ross Perot. Gentlemen, are you ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready.
Go ahead, my friend.
It's time for final Jeopardy. This famous lady sang an equally famous version of Happy Birthday to the President. And here she is.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Gentlemen, you have 30 seconds. Good luck.
That woman sounds familiar.
Oh, she sounds familiar. I know I've heard her before.
You pop down over there. I'm trying to get my answer written down.
I know I've heard her before.
I've got it. Now I know who she is.
All right, players, put down your pens, please. Let's see what you've written. Vice President Al Gore.
Stevie? Who is Michelle Obama?
No, sir. Billionaire Ross Perot.
Stevie, who was Bill Clinton's girlfriend? You know, what's her name? That woman.
No, sir. Senator John McCain.
Stevie, my friend, who is Sarah Palin?
No, I'm sorry, gentlemen. Once again, you're all losers. That was Hollywood legend Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to President John Kennedy.
Oh, I should have known that. Oh, drat.
Back in 1962, but we thank you all for playing with us this morning, and we hope to see you back here again some other time for another round of Former Presidential Candidate Jeopardy. Until next time, this is Stevie J. Thanking you for listening and wishing you a really nice day. And with that, we bring Bill Melberg back in on the microphone from Idaho this morning. We just concluded a massively successful show last night. And you had a chance to talk a little aviation, I guess, too, huh?
Yes. One of the guests right in the very front row, right in front of me, was and a fellow taking my picture and enjoying the whole thing was Bert Rutan,
yeah.
the great airplane designer. And Bert, his brother, of course, flew around the world in the Voyager, which Bert designed. And Bert also is the designer and creator of the first private spaceship, Spaceship One. And, of course, Richard Branson. Sir Richard Branson hopes to be flying Spaceship Two, carrying passengers, starting in the next couple of years.
Think that'll happen? Think they'll be on track for all of that? Will it be safe? All of those questions.
Well, those are all good questions, but they are proceeding, and Bert Rutan has a great record, and of course he already has sent Spaceship One up three times with two different pilots who became the first private astronauts. So I think he has a good shot at it.
It's not going to be cheap, is it? If I wanted to go up there, it's going to cost quite a bit, won't it?
I don't know exactly what the ticket price will be. I've heard they're talking around $20 million a seat. So that's going to have to be a billionaire, millionaire, or corporate jet owner.
Yeah.
To, and I'm sure they'll be heavily taxed for the privilege.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. Well, listen, you're flying back to Chicago today. Safe travels. We appreciate you waking up bright and early where it is 6:56 in Idaho.
Yes. Well, thank you, Stevie and Diane. And I it sounds like I'm coming back to warm weather again.
Yeah, you are.
This is the first time we got off an airplane and said, oh, this is great. It's cool.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bill Melberg, An Evening with the Presidents.com. His live shows are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They just stand and he just does such a great show. It's a political humor, pokes fun at both sides of the aisle, and he's a hit. Bill Melberg, An Evening with the Presidents.com, a U of I alum as well. Hey, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
I am Stevie J. I'll meet you back here on Monday. Hey, listen, have a great and a safe weekend, and thanks for listening. Fox News will be coming up next.